This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Florida's Aerospace Economic Development Agency is making plans to build a new commercial spaceport not far from the Kennedy Space Center, home of NASA's now-retired shuttle program. There's just one problem. The land is already occupied. To learn more, producer Taylor Quimby caught up with Tampa Bay Times reporter Craig Pittman. Craig wrote about Space Florida's proposal to build on top of an 18th century sugar factory and now archaeological site called the Elliott Plantation.
So tell me a little bit more about the site and what makes it culturally and historically significant.
Well, the site, which was pretty thoroughly explored by archaeologists in 2008, is the southernmost English sugar plantation in America and was one of the very first ones to be built during the English occupation of Florida. And the archaeologists I've talked to say it is remarkably well preserved. Basically, the owners just walked away from it in the late 1700s, and it hasn't been touched since. Obviously, everything that was made of wood has decayed away, but the stoneworks, the bricks, were made of coral, and they have lasted and lasted and lasted. And so when they went in to excavate, they found the sugar works are still pretty well preserved. Foundation for the overseer's house, the distillery was pretty well preserved. All of the slave quarters and the works that the slaves had put together out there were all pretty well visible and able to be documented.
And at this point, it's not so much a tourist site as it is a scientific area, correct?
Yes, it's not open to the public. In fact, the archaeologists are very cagey about the exact location and probably would not have revealed much about it at all if it had not been for Space Florida picking this as the site for the new commercial spaceport to be built.
Did Space Florida know anything about the Elliott Plantation when they made proposals?
According to Roz Foster, a local historian who was involved in the excavation, no, they did not. She said she went to talk to them about it, and they seemed very surprised to hear that this was on the land that they wanted to get from Kennedy Space Center.
So how have they responded? Are they backing down? Are they creating a new proposal? What are they doing?
They are still going forward. The next step in their process is an environmental impact study, which would include looking at the impact on any archaeological or historical resources in the area. So they're saying that'll be part of that, and we'll take that into account in the next step that we take.
Well, given the historical importance of the site, is it under any state or federal protection already, or is that something that's in the works?
It's part of a national wildlife refuge, but that's not something that is deterring the Space Florida folks from going forward. There has been a recommendation made by the National Park Service that it be added to the National Register of Historic Landmarks, and that might put a much bigger roadblock in their way.
I would think that you'd need a lot of land to build a spaceport. So what are they looking for in terms of acreage? Space Florida, that is.
They're looking for about 250 acres.
Given that size, do you think it's likely that there would be, you know, a conflict of interest no matter where Space Florida wants to build?
The argument that opponents of the proposal are putting forward is that anywhere they put it that's brand new is going to be bad because it's going to have all kinds of noise impacts, fuel spill impacts, traffic impacts, etc. The argument that opponents of this have put forward is put it at Kennedy Space Center, that there's already all the facilities there, and that way you're not impacting some new property. However, Space Florida's point of view on this is that they want whoever comes in there to take over this place not to be subject to the launch schedule at Kennedy Space Center.
Even though there's not too much launching happening at Kennedy Space Center these days?
Not at this point, no. But obviously, they're gearing up for the mission to Mars. There would still be some satellite launches, etc.
You've written books about the environmental impact of coastal development in Florida specifically. Is investing in the space industry likely to be seen with the same sort of disdain by native Floridians as some other types of tourism-related development, you know, hotels, condos, that sorts of thing?
Well, at this point, the folks who live on what they call the Space Coast are really desperate to find something to replace all of the jobs that they're losing with the cancellation of the shuttle program. So this Space Florida program has been welcomed with open arms there by local government, local businesses, Chamber of Commerce, etc. They all see nothing but pluses. It's the folks who are concerned about the impact on the wildlife refuge and now on this archaeological site that are standing up and saying, whoa, wait a minute, maybe this isn't the best place to put this.
So do you see this as a bit of a tension between the past and the future?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And we get that a lot in Florida. I mean, we just celebrated our 500th anniversary, St. Augustine, the oldest continuous settlement in America. And yet we have so many new people moving in every day. Sometimes it seems like our state's run by amnesiacs.
Well, Craig Pittman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Craig Pittman, staff writer for the Tampa Bay Times and author of several books, most recently The Scent of Scandal, Greed, Betrayal, and the World's Most Beautiful Orchid. Speaking there with Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby. You'll find a link to read his article on Space Florida versus the Elliott Plantation at wordofmouthradio.org.